It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The game of golf can feel unapproachable for people of different backgrounds or cultures. The stereotype of the sport, anyway, is that it's dominated by affluent white men who historically haven't always been welcoming to prospective players that don't fit the country club lifestyle. The famous Masters golf tournament at Augusta National, for example, didn't invite its first black competitor until 1975, didn't allow its first black member until 1990, didn't offer membership to women until 2012. A Wisconsin project, including former UW-Madison football players, is trying to expand the game of golf and make it more friendly and accessible for everybody, regardless of their upbringing. Noy Vital is CEO and co-founder of Vibes Golf Club, an amateur golf club he started with 9 former Wisconsin Badgers football players. Noy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
And Dari Ogunbowale is a co-founder and director of brand and merchandising for Vibes Golf Club, former Wisconsin Badgers running back who now plays for the Houston Texans, joining us for a preseason sidelight, I understand. Dari, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Noe, can you talk about the origins of Vibes Golf Club?
Yeah, Vibes Golf Club. We launched about 2 years ago in July of 2021. We started putting in the groundwork a little earlier in 2021. The focus for us was really how can we, you know, make this game of golf, a game that we all love and enjoy playing, just more approachable for us, right? Because as a team, some of us weren't even exposed to golf until way like further down, you know, in our lives. Like for me, I didn't pick up a club until I was like 21 years old. And that story rings true for the, you know, most of the guys on our team. And when I moved out to San Diego, post-graduating from the University of Wisconsin, I always joked and said I had to pick up a hobby. I was either going to golf or I was going to surf. And I didn't trust the ocean. I don't trust the water. So I picked up a golf club. And that's when I really started getting hooked into the game. But it didn't take long for me to look around and realize that there isn't a lot of people like me or people that have had similar upbringings like me. And, you know, with the Vibes team, right, all 10 of us, we've all been friends since college. We all, you know, joked that a decade ago we were roaming campus together. And we've kind of stuck together since then. And so I had an idea of like, hey, guys, like we have a really unique opportunity in this game that, you know, we're starting to dabble in to really, you know, make it more approachable for people like us, people that look like us, talk like us, and, you know, quite frankly, just vibe like us.
Dari, you were a four sport athlete in high school. You played, of course, for the Badgers. You're now in pro football. What got you into golf and the Vibes Golf Club?
To be honest, I really didn't get into golf until college, like Noe. We had a walk-on in the running back room who golfed a lot in his school time. And I went out with him a couple times, and it was fun. You know, it was fun. We were competing. We were gambling every now and then. You know, it was just something that we could do together away from football. But like Noah said, I mean, I played a lot of sports growing up. My parents made sure I was really exposed to being an athlete, but golf just wasn't even a thought, you know, and that was kind of what I was so excited when I approached this about starting Bob's Golf Club.
And Noe, can you talk about the kinds of things you're doing now to bridge the gap, to bring people into golf maybe earlier than you and Dari got into it?
So our whole approach has been just to be authentic, right? When you kind of dig into the lack of diversity in golf, a lot of times the solution is really focused on access, right? Everyone wants to provide access, and there's great organizations out there that do that. But our stance is, you can provide all the access in the world, but if you're not generating demand or growing interest, you're never really going to bring new people in. So our whole focus has been knowing the things that we're interested in, knowing the things that we like and appreciate in everyday life, right? And all the other hobbies that we get into. How can we do that with golf? So for us, it's, you know, through our social media. If you look at our content, it's very specific. It very much feels like it's something that someone who didn't golf but still like similar interests that we're in, they're seeing, and it feels like it's something they should like. And then other things like our events, right? We host tournaments. We've now hosted 4 tournaments. We just did our most recent one back home in Wisconsin. And then we do other events with like first tee chapters across the country or other organizations like that, where we come to like host some type of golf event with just kids in the area that are like from, you know, similar situations as ours as kids. And then they'll come up to us and be like, wait, you guys golf? Like you really like golf? You're into it? And I'm like, of course we are. And then but then they see how we play it, right? We're out there just being ourselves. And it's just kind of like a motto for us, right? It's, you know, how can we get someone to walk on a golf course as themselves and walk off of it as themselves as well, right? They don't have to feel they've got to act a certain way or be different. They're just going out there playing, enjoying it just like they would any other sport.
And Dari, could you talk about working on some of the programs? Oh, you know what? I think we've got the national anthem going on in the background for Dari at the stadium. Let's stick with you for a moment, Noe, till they get through that. What, Noe, has been the reaction when you go to golf courses and say, hey, yeah, we want to do these programs. We want to bring on these kids. Are they open to these ideas?
Some are and some aren't. But the ones that aren't, at first, it's a little confusing to them, right? And you know, and I understand it from their vantage point because they're not used to seeing a group like ours, right? And when they, you know, we always kind of say we're like that proof of concept. We go out there and they look at us and, you know, they're a little, you know, what are these guys doing? Are they taking it serious or not? But when they see us out there competing and respecting the rules of the game, right, and actually enjoying the game for what it is, but with our own style, they realize like, oh, that they're actually just, they really are just golfing. That's awesome. And then from there, right, we kind of broke down that first barrier. Like we're the first one to break down that barrier. And then now we've created kind of that pathway for people to follow behind us, right? And so, you know, I think for me, the reaction that I've had is at first I thought we were going to get a lot of pushback when we started to do this. But honestly, it was like within 6 months, I was on a call with the PGA Tour talking about how there's ways that we could work together. And to me, that was the most shocking. I thought there was going to be resistance, but instead people know that something like this needed to happen. And there's this change that needs to happen in the game. And they just needed someone to kind of help pilot that. And I can't sit here and say we're the only group that's doing this, but we're for sure one of the ones that are really pushing a lot of effort and trying to bring these other groups that are like-minded so that we can actually go truly change this game.
We're talking about Vibes Golf Club, an effort to get people from different communities into the game of golf at an early age. Noe Vitale is with us, co-founder and CEO of the group, and Dari Ogunbowale, UW-Madison Badger football alum and also on the team for this group. All right, I think I counted off enough time for that national anthem. Dari, do we still have you with us?
Yep, I'm still here. They all finished up now. Excellent.
So can you talk about what does it mean for you to get out with, you know, the next generation of golfers, kids who might never have thought about picking up a golf club?
It's huge for me, man, just because, like I said, sports has just meant so much in my life, obviously still being able to play sports. But growing up, I mean, I didn't even see golf as a sport. Golf as an avenue for me to kind of experience competition, experience things that I get to experience now. And it's fun. It's a fun sport, and it's a great sport to learn. You know, it's a great environment to be in. So it means a lot for me to be able to kind of expose kids to something that I had no chance of doing when I was a young kid growing up in Milwaukee.
And Dari, I got to ask, you've been successful in different sports, as I mentioned. How are you as a golfer?
I'm working on it. Right now my driving game is probably my weakest point. But that's where I'm trying to get better at. Right now, since I'm in season, I like to use that as excuse that I'm gonna fall behind the rest of the guys on the team. But come off season, I'll pick it back up.
And Noe, if there are people out there listening who are, you know, involved, they run a golf course or affiliated with one or are golfers themselves, are there ways they can help get involved, again, bringing this new generation of golfers on board from different communities?
Honestly, it's just, you know, finding ways to do outreach, right? I think that's one of the big pieces. And just to think and put themselves in the shoes of these individuals, right? I think golf has a lot of anxieties that people don't really consider. But I mean, we know, like I know going into a golf course that the chance of me running into someone like myself is very rare, right? So there's always like this anxious like feeling from parking lot to, you know, to the clubhouse. And if there's ways where these golf courses can just kind of create like that environment where it's like anyone could come play, right? Or even have like open sessions where people could come pick up and just practice putting, practice chipping, right? Because it's getting the club in someone's hand for the first time. So it's like these outreach events just to focus, you know, to get them out there and just to let people know, like, hey, we want you guys to come play too. I think for me, unlike other sports, golf was just never really an option, right? And I think if golf courses or others that have, you know, that level of influence to attract people to a golf course, I encourage them to do so because there's a lot of people that want to try it, but they're afraid to raise their hand.
And Dari, if there is a younger version of Dari Ogunbowale out there listening right now, what would you say to them to encourage them to maybe check out golf, even if they'd never thought about it before?
I'd say go and do it, man. Go and do it. There's a lot of different perks to being a golfer as you get older. A lot of people that you get to meet that you – yeah, I guess you wouldn't really have the chance to meet just because, like Noah said, it's just a great resource to have. And also, I mean, the younger Dari love accessorizing, and golf is one of those ways that you can kind of look cool on the course. You know, have your own personality. So I know younger Dari would love to hear that too.
Noah, just in our last few moments, what are your hopes for the future of Vibes Golf Club?
To just keep it growing, right? To keep growing to keep making an impact in different communities across the country. We've now done events in Wisconsin, Colorado, Ohio. We're just continuing to expand our reach. And for us, what we hope to do the next 2 years is really kind of change the culture of golf in a positive way, or help influence it, right? Like I said, there's others out there that are doing it. So for us to be able to work with these other organizations just to get more people like us out there on the course, that's what we want to do. So, you know, we're on the right path right now. We're year two down. We're starting year three, and we have a lot of plans coming here up in the near future. So we're looking forward to it.
We'll leave it there. Noe, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
And Dari, thanks for being with us, and have a great game tonight.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
That's Dari Ogunbowale, co-founder and director of brand and merchandising for Vibes Golf Club, and former UW Badger running back who now plays for the Houston Texans. And Noe Vital is co-founder and CEO of Vibes Golf Club, also a UW-Madison graduate. They joined us for a look at their amateur golf club and their work to make the sport more approachable for people from diverse backgrounds.